Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. We are live after this eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 6. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Melissa Denny. How you doing, Melissa?
I am good. I am very happy that the HOH competition, we're able to watch it. Finally, I never thought this would happen. And I also thought that it wasn't going to happen after it kept cutting out today. But we will talk about that later.
Yes, we have a currently ongoing HOH competition, but we also have another special thing happening for you guys. We've brought one of the evicted members of this household of Big Brother Canada 6. It's Jesse. How you doing, Jesse?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me today. I'm doing great. Yeah, this is cool what we have going on in the HOH right now.
Yes, very, very happy to have you on. How has life been outside of the Big Brother Canada 6 house?
It's all right. You know, pretty much back to normal here. I'm adjusted. It's sucky, but it is what it is now. So.
Yeah. have you been like really paying attention to the show, or are you just like, I can't do it?
I had to watch every single episode since I was back. So I've binged everything. I'm totally up to date. So, I need to know what's going on in there right now.
Yeah. Do you watch the feeds?
I've watched some of the feeds, not everything. I usually tune in when they're playing dumb games, so I don't get much out of it.
You're just like, these games are great, but I'm learning nothing.
Right, right.
Now, I'm just going to say that I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, and I know the fans would kill me for it, but where are your glasses?
Oh, there should be right around.
Oh, here we go.
Got him.
Here we go. There we go. Okay, now I recognize you. I was kind of confused at first.
Right on.
Pretty sure that's like the sole reason Melissa wanted Jesse on the podcast.
I was like, hold on. We need to make sure these glasses are real.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yes, the chat is loving the glasses. All right. So we're here to talk about this eviction episode. We saw Marin leave, our poor guy, Marin, Canada's boy. Were you sad to see Marin go, Jesse? How did you feel about Marin?
I wasn't sad to see Marin go. For me personally, he was just Hamza's boy over there. He was doing whatever he was saying. So it was just more karma in my instance that Marin went home this week.
It's true. Marin was a part of sending you home. Yeah.
Right. For sure. I'm a little biased though. So I mean.
Yes, of course. Did it seem like Marin couldn't really get along with people, or I guess not get along, but like really bond with people and get good relationships with them? Because it kind of seemed like he was always on the outs.
Yeah, I think coming in a week late for Marin was a detriment for him, because he isn't as social as Veronica, for example. So I think that it was more difficult for him to build those relationships, and latching onto someone making moves or in power just made more sense.
And it's weird because he just seems so friendly and fun and great, but it's just didn't really carry over into making any lasting friendships.
Yeah, he is a genuine guy for sure. But yeah, you're right. It just didn't quite happen.
Yeah, I said on one of the updates, I feel like Marin came into this house and he came in late and he felt like this wasn't his house. And he acted like he was a guest in you guys' house. Yeah. And he never really, he was like too polite. He, you know, tiptoed around things. And Veronica had the opposite problem, where she came into the house and she was like, yeah, this is my house. Yeah, of course. Both extremes just didn't end up working in this house, and they ended up getting sent home basically back to back.
Yeah. I was so glad that Arissa said to Marin, like, why didn't you play? Why didn't you go for it? And he was just like, yeah, I guess I didn't.
Yeah. Where was your killer instinct? I don't have one.
Gone.
Yeah. So we've lost Marin, and the HOH is still currently going on, but we will not be talking about it until the end of the show. We will talk about the spoilers. Maybe it will be over by then, but it looks like it might be a long one, so who knows. As Melissa mentioned, we actually, the feeds came up for the HOH competition before the episode even aired, which was a very nice gesture from Big Brother Canada production, who has typically been very stingy about this sort of thing.
Yes, it was very nice. It was very surprising. I thought it was just like a quick glitch or something, and they would like quickly realize what had happened and turn it off for like ever. But then they even tweeted about it and were like, we want to show it to you guys. And so even though there were some technical difficulties, they got it together and now it's currently on. So that's really cool.
Yes. And I want to remind everyone that we have the chat room open on robhasawebsite.com. You can send questions in to me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren if you so desire. And let's talk about this episode. We start off, the veto has just not been used by Johnny. And Ryan feels good. Ryan feels confident about the votes, where Marin feels like he kind of needs to lock some votes up. And Paris is saying that that people need to take a side, pick a choose a side here. Anti-Ryan or anti-Marin. Jesse, how are you feeling about what Paris is doing in the house?
I mean, she has been playing kind of both sides most of the game, and I think that this episode she finally chose a side. So it's a good sign that people are choosing a side. I think that's what the viewers want to see. So it's good it's finally happening.
Did you know how much Paris was working like all sides of the house when you were in the house?
Yeah, that was part of the shtick of having her. I mean, I don't know why I just went off, but
we lost the glasses.
Yeah.
It was like, that's enough. That's enough glasses.
Oh, settings here. Okay, I'll just voice for now until I figure it out. Sorry. Yeah, that was a benefit of having her on our side, because we made our alliance first and the information she was bringing me back from the white room was totally valuable. So it was good to have someone in that room for myself and Dayla. And we knew that she was playing both sides.
Did you know that she was a law student?
No, I did not know that in the house. And I wish she would have told me, but that's okay.
Were you aware of how much Paris was kind of like targeting Olivia because she felt like Olivia was trying to come on to you and she felt like there was a little bit of like awkwardness there, or were you like completely oblivious to that?
Yeah, she did let me know about that. She thought that Liv was coming after her for our thing and she wanted to strike first. So I was aware of that, but we didn't get there.
Yes.
I was going to say, is there anybody else who surprised you after coming out of the house that now you're looking at and you're like, I had no idea that was the game they were playing, or like, I had no idea that's actually what they were doing?
Yeah. Relevant to me, Johnny surprised me a lot. I didn't have a clue that he was involved in my eviction as much as he was. As we saw in my final plea there, he was a part of the room. So I was totally oblivious to that. And I didn't understand how jealous Will was of mine and Paris's thing until after. I had a hunch, but I didn't realize it was that strong.
Yeah, Will seemed to really be the guy that slid the knife into your back.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been doing that to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's there to play. He's there to take some stabs.
He's there to play, but he's there to like do stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like any logical sense, it's just like all about making big moves and, you know, that sort of thing. It's just not beneficial to him. Not all the time.
Well, it's, you know, it's what Johnny says. It's Johnny tells him. You just got robot-y on me, Melissa.
What the heck? Technical problems. I don't know what's going on.
Yes. Jesse, go ahead and try to figure out your camera while we continue recapping this episode. Marin then tries to campaign to Kayla. And this is something that ended up being a big deal over the course of the week, how close Marin was getting to Kayla and Derek. Kayla obviously wants to keep Marin because she wants to send Ryan home. And I really enjoyed the cuts we kept getting to Ryan with an apple, just like holding it there. Like, oh, I'm just holding my head up with it. And then like we come back later and the apple saga continues and he's like finally biting into it upstairs, waiting for Erica silently. It was some kind of like weird Death Note reference. Like, what's going on here?
And then he tries to throw the apple away. There's like a whole segment on him throwing the apple away and it rotting.
They, you know, we've complained about the editing here and there, but that was a very well put together little Apple saga for Ryan.
That was pretty great. I thought tonight's episode was pretty good. I mean, I feel like there's a lot more that went into the back and forth as to who's going to go home. But like, there was so much back and forth and you can't show all that. And I think they got across that it was kind of swaying and there was really we didn't really know who was going to go home until like this morning, essentially. So I thought they did a good job.
Yeah. So we got, we also had Ryan when he was talking to Erica. I really liked the way he was campaigning, where he was like, yeah, you know, I've been seeing some things, glances that are a little too long, laughs that are a little too loud. are you playing a game or are you trying to write a sonnet? Like what is happening?
It's like a little too vague. It's like, yeah, but what do those things mean? Like, what do you just get to the point? What are you saying?
Yes. Trying to essentially say that, you know, Marin is getting too close to Derek and Kayla, and that is going to be an issue for Marin moving forward because nobody wants Marin to be attached to Derek and Kayla if Marin's going to be staying in the house. So, you know, it's essentially, you know, it's what got you evicted, Jesse.
Yeah, exactly.
Too yeah, close.
And it's funny too because when Marin campaigns to Erica, he essentially attempts a similar thing to what you did when you went to Hamza, saying like, "I'm willing to take a shot at Derek and Kayla. I'm totally willing to take that shot." But it's just unfortunately not enough here.
Yeah, I guess not. Worth a shot though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That was his most effective campaigning, as was yours, I think. So Ryan says he's got four votes locked up. He's got Will, Paris, Maddie, and Johnny. And then if it's four, then it goes to the tiebreaker, and Erica will break the tie in his favor. So he's feeling pretty comfortable. And we can say that on the feeds, this was true for most of the week, but it was a lot of back and forth between. Like Erica saying, yeah, Ryan will go home, or yeah, Marin will go home. Will was going back and forth. Paris was going back and forth. There was a lot of back and forth. But for the most part, these were the four votes that that Ryan had locked in.
Yeah, I said on the roundtable, like, I literally had no idea who was going home throughout the whole week. It was just totally up in the air because it would change like with the wind, essentially. And anyone who got into Erica's ear would change her opinion. So even if it was the 4 and 4, it was Erica who was going to decide. And she was just going back and forth, I felt, or at least pretending to. Who knows if she actually really would have, you know, kept Marin. But it was just a crazy week, which it shouldn't have been, really. Like, these people, it's like, who cares who goes home? They're both just not really doing much. They're not big players. And who really cares? But it made for a very exciting week.
It's the wonderful house that we're in, that that even a week with Marin and Ryan, two of the biggest goats in the house, led to a crazy back and forth week. We don't even need to lose somebody big like Jesse to have a crazy week in the house.
I know, seriously.
Jesse, like, watching this season, had you watched like many previous seasons before you went on?
Yeah, I've seen every season of Canada and some of the U.S.
Are you like able to enjoy this season as a piece of entertainment, or is it like, are you just like really wrapped in it and it's hard to like judge objectively?
No, I can enjoy it. I'm too invested in this season now.
Yeah. Well, it's cause it's been such a great season with so many different intricate, groups of people and targets and alliances shifting and people being fluid. It's just, it's been very fun to watch. So I think you should be proud of your season.
No, it has been good. Like, I don't even know you can't predict what's going to happen the next 2-3 weeks. And that's what it's all about. So entertainment value wise, it has been awesome.
Yeah. And like, who would have guessed that Marin, who was, you know, pushing so hard for you and Dayla to be targeted just a couple of weeks ago, and then Dayla was gunning for Marin and Hamza, and then this week, all of a sudden, they are like, you know, super tight.
Yeah, there you go. Great example.
Yeah.
It's really crazy how it's been changing every week. Like, usually you can kind of figure out what's going to happen the next week, because you can say like, all right, so if this half of the house wins, this person's going home. If this half of the house wins, this person's going home. Or really, it's like they just pick people off one by one. And you kind of already know who's on the outs. But this season, you have no idea. It's not like one half of the house versus another half of the house. It's like this person versus this person plus this person, but they really don't trust this person. And it's just this totally jumbled up group of people that changes, and alliances change every single week. There's been no solid alliances throughout the whole time, except for, I guess, Dayla. But other than that, everybody's been switching around, and alliance members have been turning on each other this whole time. I mean, look at Will and Maddie and Paris. Like, they all like hate each other, and yet they're still like working together. But every chance they get, they're throwing each other under the bus. It's just wild.
Yeah, it's great stuff. The fact that every single roundtable podcast we have, there's a whole segment that I have in my notes that is just like, and now to update you on the state of the alliances in the house. Like,
we've never had to do that.
Yeah. Usually it's like, here are the ways that alliances could possibly theoretically change in Big Brother 19.
Yeah, no, it was like, here's the possible way we could get Paul out this week, was basically what it was every single week. And now it's like, there's nobody that I'm like, we got to get this person out. Like, everybody provides value, and yet everybody is totally, it could totally go home the next week.
Yes. So we end up getting a very nice segment from Paris about being an immigrant to Canada and how her family is very conservative, and she gets emotional in the DR. Jesse, what did you think of this segment?
I thought it was great. I think it was something that needed to be aired. I know people had a lot of questions about our kind of showman's no man's situation. So I think that helps bring a little bit of light to it all. Because I heard the story before, but it hadn't been aired yet. So I thought it was a really good segment to have.
Yeah, it's also like, yeah, I think that we've seen a lot of, you know.
Now there's two of you.
I'm trying to open it here on a different browser.
Wait, who's joining the call?
feel free to bounce out and come back in if you think that'll help.
I might actually do that, but I'll wait till the
I was like, someone's topic. Joining. Who is it?
Yes. So Paris has a nice segment here with Ryan. She's telling Ryan about this. You know, this is good stuff. I like the stuff about Paris. Although the fact that there's a twist coming up with like, oh, we're gonna like be voting on people, I feel like that tainted my view of all of these segments about the players, where it's just like, oh well, I mean, it's great. This is a good segment for Paris, but like, it's a little shady that it's coming right before a vote. And the same thing with the women segment later on, even though I love that one as well. I like Paris. I like this segment. So it's nice to hear more from Paris. She sounds like she'd be a great candidate for the Taryn show.
Yeah, seriously. She really does, though. Yes. But yeah, I agree. It's kind of like, I like all these segments because you're like, oh, we're getting to know the people. And then it's like, oh, we're getting to know them so we can vote on them. You're adding that part into it. And that's kind of frustrating. But I do like the fact that we don't have to use the power. So it's not like one of those powers that they give you where it's like you're required to use it. Like, you either save this person or this person. Instead, it's like, if you don't choose to use it, then you don't use it and you move on to the next week. If you don't use it, then it just disappears. Yeah, maybe we won't even use it.
Yeah, let's talk about this twist, because it was leaked ahead of time that the twist was going to be you can either save somebody or cancel the eviction. That turned out to not be true, thank God. And they did what, like, basically I have always been asking for ever since the very first time this happened on Big Brother Canada 1, when it was, you know, I don't remember the twist it was like a car twist or something. And it was save somebody from eviction, and it ended up sending Anil home, and I was super pissed about it. And I was like, why can't we just have an option to not use it if we don't want to use it? Because I don't think Canada wanted to use it on Danielle to evict Anil. I don't think that's what they wanted. The Chevy power shift. Thank you, Noah. God, I hated that one. But they did. They finally gave us the option to not use the twist. And I'm very happy about this because now I get to blame the audience when they vote for the twist to happen.
Plus, it's not like one of those twists where it's like you have to vote on one of these people and the two options are bad. And then you're like, okay, fine. We hate this person less. So let's like vote to save them. And then they're like, oh my God, the people love me. They voted to keep me. They wanted to save me. And like, I always hate that because it's like, no, you were only our best option out of bad options. Like when in OTT, it was like we got down to the end, or even in Big Brother, I think it was 18, where we got down to the end of people and you had to pick someone to give a care package to. And we were like, well, I guess we'll give it to this person. And they were like, oh my God, you love me. The people love me. And it was like, we do not. We do not love you. So I'm glad we don't have to worry about that this time.
Yes.
Yay, Jesse's back.
We've got his glasses back.
I've joined via phone. We'll have to do that.
All right. Well, it's working at least.
There have been questions about this twist. People are wondering, you know, what Arissa said was that you will have the option to not use it and then you'll have the option again the next week. So some people are wondering, does that mean we just have a choice of whether to use it this week or next week? Or do we have the choice to not use it either weeks? Per the description on the website that I have seen, they said that if you choose not to save a house guest, the live eviction will proceed as normal. And then you will have one last chance to save a house guest from eviction the following week, which does tell me that theoretically you could choose to not use it twice. It sounds like there is an out for this to just never be used at all, which if anybody knows me at all, you know that I would love that. That would make my entire season if we
no
didn't
twist.
Have a twist. Yes.
If we all voted for no twists and that was the end of it.
What are your thoughts on twists, Jesse?
I mean, they are part of the game, but historically they haven't panned out in the way that we would want them to work, like you have mentioned before. So it does make it exciting, but it's just unfortunate we have some casualties from every twist.
So like I want to say very briefly now that like before the HOH competition finishes, this is not about any one player in particular. If you are somebody that doesn't like twists, if you agree with me that twists make the game less interesting, and even if they're exciting in the moment, they tend to ruin the strategy moving forward long term. This is the most concrete opportunity we have ever had in the history of Big Brother to let production know that we don't like twists. They have always said, no, we know better. We know that you want the twists, even though you say you don't. This is your opportunity to say, no, we don't like the twists. And I don't care who is on the block. I don't care who is going home. No one player is worth not sending this message to production to me. And you don't have to agree with me. You can like the twists. You don't have to go along with this. Mm-hmm. But for anyone that does agree with me, I think that that we should all come together and say, no matter who is up for eviction, no matter what happens, let's all send this message to production. We prefer to not have a bunch of game-changing twists that end up, ruining seasons often. And again, if you don't agree with me, I'm not trying to push you either way. But if you do, let's make this happen. Let's send a message to production.
Production will be so pissed.
No, I feel like this is good user data. They gave us the option. Let's take the option. Let's tell them. Send them the message. We don't want twists anymore.
You sound like you're like campaigning for a political office or something.
When I get elected,
send them a message.
No more twists. Minimize twist effects.
The biggest problem with these kind of twists are people base the voting off of the TV edit that house guests get, right? So for the people that watch the live feeds and know who these people actually are, then fair enough. But I mean, that's, 2% of the Big Brother population. I'm not sure, maybe 5. So that's a tough one for me to get over, just being in the house, being outside, and seeing it all kind of unfold, how it's different on TV than real life. That makes it tough for me to get behind a Canada Votes twist.
It's so different. The feeds are so different from the actual episodes. And some people who are huge parts of the feeds don't even get a second of airtime on the episodes. And so you wouldn't even get to know them. And especially, like, I mean, if you think about it, in the first like few episodes, Johnny was barely seen at all. And Johnny was a huge part of everything. And even so, they made it seem like it was other people. It was other people who caused these evictions to happen. But really, it was Johnny most of the time behind the scenes. But maybe his part in it wasn't as flashy. And so it wasn't as television friendly. And so they didn't put him on it. But the feed watchers knew that he was very strategic and a really huge part of the season so far. So, yeah, you're totally right. It's unfortunate when they do these votes.
Yeah. And that's, again, like we end up getting this segment about the strong women in the house. And I loved this segment. This just reminded me of like the kinds of edits that we would get on Big Brother 2, where it's just like a quick montage of just some things, like to just get you to know a little bit more about what's happening in the house, who the people are in the house. And it's very fun. I like this kind of thing. And I do think this is a very strong female cast. I'm glad that it's being advertised to the audience who might not be able to see it as much if they're not watching the feeds. But the fact that like every single woman got like a their own little spotlight on the show right before there's a vote to save people, it just felt like it took this great segment and this great moment and it made it kind of like skeezy, you know?
It does, because it's like, oh, vote for me. Like that's all it really needed at the end was each person to ask you to vote for them or something, because it was just like, that's the reason why they're doing it, when they really should just be trying to showcase everyone generally, not just because there's a vote coming up and they're trying to like cram everybody in real quick.
Yeah. So we end up seeing Erica and Johnny talking strategy. Erica wants Ryan in the house to take a shot at the duos. And she mentions that she's sketched out by Allie. I mean, again, even this week, we're not really seeing that, you know, we're seeing this come from Erica when really this came from Johnny and is now being regurgitated back to him through Erica. You know, this just goes to show just like you shouldn't base your votes based on the edit, whether or not you would be anti-Johnny because he's anti-Marin or pro Johnny because he's anti-Marin or influence or whatever it is. We're definitely seeing this from Erica's perspective. It looks like Erica wants to send Marin home and to keep Ryan in the house, despite Marin's campaigning to her, saying, you know, Ryan's a dummy. You know, I'm not with Dayla. Don't worry about it. It doesn't work, Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You got it.
Yep. So we then get to see this this infamous segment now. I don't trust that bee. the argument there. Yes, I was I'll be honest, I did not have my hopes up that we would get to the truth of the matter in this televised segment. But you know,
I kind of did.
I hoped. I had hopes. I was like, please.
I want to know if it was said or not, and who it was said about. You know, because I want to know who to believe. But oh well, guess we'll never know. It's another one of those mysteries.
Yes. Well, what we see on the show is we fast forward through a lot and we start with Paris asking Allie about it. Oh, did you say this? Because Ryan told me. And it felt to me like the edit was very, very heavily pushing for us to be on Allie's side of this, to the point where we got no diary room from Ryan whatsoever. We didn't see his initial perspective. We didn't see him initially talking to Allie. We lost a lot of that content, and we go to Allie just being really pissed off about this, saying she did not say this in the DR, and that she wants to confront Ryan in the house. Melissa, what did you think of this so far?
you know, when I was watching it, I was pretty much on Ryan's side. So it's interesting that they were showing it all from Allie's perspective, because I mean, maybe she didn't say it, but I feel like the way she handled it really wasn't the best way to go about it. And after that confrontation, just like the confrontation Ryan had with Veronica, it made Ryan look a lot better. So, you know, it was interesting the way they chose to show it, because that's not really the way that I at least perceived it on the feeds.
Yeah. And it's interesting. You know, you might think that maybe because they didn't show it and they showed Allie saying that she didn't say it, that definitely means it must not have happened. But you have to imagine, like, why do we not have a diary room from Ryan saying, "I made this up. This is a maneuver of mine." So I have to imagine that Ryan genuinely believes he heard this as well. And maybe they just don't have the footage. I don't know. Like, maybe she didn't say that, but Ryan thought he heard it. Either way, it must have been really murky if they couldn't just, you know, come out and just make it happen. Like, just show us what happened.
Yeah.
Or at least
I agree with you. Show Ryan in the diary room either saying, "I made it up to cause drama," or saying, "I genuinely believe that this is what was said." Because then at least we know that he's not trying to stir stuff up. He really actually thought he heard it. Because now we don't know. Now we know that Allie thinks she didn't say it, but we don't know if Ryan just made it up.
Yep. So we see Allie confront Ryan about this, and I definitely felt like they did their absolute best to edit this in a way that made Allie look not as guilty as she did on the feeds, because when I watched this on the feeds, I was like, whoa, Allie's really coming off poorly here. But in the episode, it felt like Ryan was bowing his head, like giving up, like changing his story. Jesse, like, when you watched this on the show, what was your sense of it?
Yeah, it definitely looked really pro Allie. This is one of the first times we've seen Allie in a confrontation. So it was interesting to watch, because we've seen Ryan handle a couple of these situations already. And to see Allie take a stab at it was really cool for me to watch anyways.
Yeah, even though she was not very composed in it.
Right. I mean, a little bit heated, and you're right. We don't know. It must have been murky. They could both be right. Who knows? Like, he might have thought he heard something she might not remember. Who knows, right? So it's tough.
Yes. For any, you know, show only people, this was ultimately not a good look for Allie. A lot of people thought she seemed like Veronica seemed when Veronica was lying about the hinky vote. And they, you know, even Olivia was kind of like, "I'm not sure. Maybe I should back away from Allie a little bit." And, you know, Ryan just kept calm and just said, "Look, I heard what I heard. You know, what can I say?" So, you know, not the best look for Allie on the feeds, but, you know, she looked all right on the show. So that's what matters.
That's all that matters. Yeah, I was going to say, this vote, that's all that matters.
Yes. So then we get to the votes, and Arissa tells them what the grand prize did. Jesse, did you not know what the grand prize was, like, when you were in the house?
Yeah, that's surprising.
We talked about it a lot, actually, because we hadn't been told a single thing. The only thing on the contract was win up to $100,000 and no mention of anything else. So we weren't even sure that it was $100,000 this year.
Oh my God.
But maybe with the $5,000 every veto type of thing, it could be even less. We didn't know what the grand prize was at all.
Yeah, you guys win $20,000. Oh my God. Hooray.
That's funny, because I have a theory that Big Brother Canada producers, like, what they want more than anything is to have segments where the house guests just have shocked faces, like, and so, like, I feel like they were just like, they intentionally set your expectations low so they could tell you the grand prize and then have you be really excited
the
about
brick.
It.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh yes, 100,000.
A vacation. I was very surprised that they didn't already know the prize, because it's like every reality show, usually it's like, oh, we're competing for this and that's what it is. And it's very weird that they didn't even tell you guys beforehand.
Yeah, if we were all surprised it wasn't brought up. We were all joking that it was just some gift card of some sort. We didn't know.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, and an extra brutal time to bring it up as Marin sits on the block ready to go.
I was thinking that too. You'd think they'd tell them like before the HOH or something like that, like not right. But and Marin already knew he was going home, so like he already knows, like, okay, I'm not getting this.
Yeah. They end up voting, Ryan in his speech, he's wearing his suit and it looks huge on him, which, like he's been talking about how he lost weight, but like you can really see just based on the suit he's wearing, just like how much weight he has lost. Like very, very impressive from Ryan.
That's crazy.
Did you see him like trying to lose weight in the house, Jesse?
Yeah, the majority of Ryan's weight loss is coming from not being able to drink pop, which is great. That and chips. So having not that readily accessible in the house, he was naturally losing some weight. But then he started going on pretty much daily walks whenever the backyard was open with Andrew, just chopping laps. And he continued that even when Andrew wasn't in the house. And so he's able to shed more pounds.
That's very impressive.
Yeah,
very cool stuff.
I feel like slop certainly helps. I don't know if he's been on slop, but I feel like that certainly helps with losing weight.
Yeah, for sure. On slop, I even lost 5 or 7 pounds in 1 week. So
oh my God, in 1 week?
As much as I could.
So that is insane.
That would help.
Yeah.
Slop diet, it's real.
So we get the vote by a vote of 5-3. Marin is evicted from the house. And on the way out, he says, you were wondering how I got into this house. You just voted out Canada's boy, which I felt like was a very indirect way of telling them what happened. I feel like that, like, did they understand what that meant?
No, I was going to ask about that because I'm wondering if they thought it was like Canada's player or something, you know, right, like America's player. Like they would think like he was sent in there to like do tasks or like sabotage or something. So I'm wondering if that's going to have any sort of like fallout afterwards. I mean, not like fallout because it's just going to be like, oh, was he? What was he doing? And that's going to be it. But I'm wondering if they're going to talk about it because I would think, oh, so he was like brought in as Canada's player because that's what Canada's boy sounds like. But I don't know.
It does sound that way. I think that the general house consensus was they did enter the house via some sort of vote by Canada. So I don't think that's going to bring too much of a shock to the house guests, but I'm sure it's going to be talked about.
Yeah, because this also didn't Veronica kind of reveal it to Will already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess like he'll probably put it like, you know, the kibosh on all that talk. But yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird way to say it, too. But I did like the fact that he did it. I like the fact that he like, quieted everyone down and was like, guess what you've just done? But, you know.
So ultimately with Marin leaving, they really have fulfilled this 4 week plan that was supposed to be in place when Veronica and Marin entered the house. Jesse, you were really the only deviation from the original 4 week plan, it looks like.
Which didn't make any sense at all. We were so confused by it.
Yeah. I watched a couple of your guys' recaps. They're super fun, but infuriating at the same time. But part of that 4 week plan originally to get out these gate crashers were we weren't sure if they had a secret power or not. Like that was a legitimate motivation for us to get them out of the house because it just didn't seem likely that they would enter a week late and only get safety. But I think after Veronica was voted out, we, you know, knew that they didn't have some sort of power and Marin just naturally fell shortly behind.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It honestly, like that was so shocking when you got like evicted because literally the week before we did a stock watch and we all bought your stock saying that you were like on the rise, like you were doing so well and you were in such a good spot. And then all of a sudden, like it just came crashing down for like no seeming reason.
Yeah, it was essentially worst case scenario that happened there, I think. I'm not sure if I could have played it differently to make it work out, but yeah, it just sucked.
Yes. So Marin is gone.
Sorry, I was just going to say, like, do you regret listening to Derek when he was telling you you're safe? I mean, was that like a motivating factor in not pushing harder to make sure that you weren't going to be put on the block, or that the veto is going to be used on you, or pushing people to vote to keep you?
Yeah, like everyone that says I started campaigning too late, like you guys know from the live streams, it's HOH, noms, veto a day, and then veto ceremony, right? So really, I had one day before the veto ceremony to campaign. And most of that was just trying to figure out if Hamza was going to use the veto or not. And then I could start campaigning finally after that veto ceremony for that 2 days. So that's really the only time I had. But if, in regards to the Derek thing, the one thing that messed me up with him was I'm super tight with Johnny. You know, he would always say, I'm super close with Johnny. Like, I have Johnny. Don't worry about it. And little did I know, Johnny was working behind the scenes. So that was one thing that I let, you know, Derek just manage. Okay, I don't have a great relationship with Johnny. You do it. I'll focus my energy elsewhere. And maybe that obviously didn't work out in my favor, right? So,
yeah, because there was that one, well, I don't know, I would call it a scene, but I guess it was like just one moment in your life, I guess, where you and Paris were talking in that weird, creepy Chamber of Secrets hallway. Yeah. And she, I feel like that was one of the first times you recognized like, oh shoot, like, wait, am I going home? Like, am I in danger? Cause she said something about like, you look at like, watch your back or watch out for yourself or something. And you were like, wait, what does that mean? Was that like the first time you felt like, oh shoot?
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that was before the veto ceremony. I mean, it's tough when everyone in the house is telling you, yeah, we got you, like, no worries, this and that. It's tough to hear that humbling news that, you know, it might not be going in your favor. So I was like, at that point, okay, I have to talk to Hamza, see if he's actually going to use it. And after that talk, I was like, yeah, there's no way he's using it. I need to think of a plan here.
Yeah, it was so frustrating as an audience member who also has you on her draft to see this happen, because I was watching and Paris is telling Derek, Will's pissed at me for trying to campaign for Jesse. And Derek's like, oh, no. He's pissed at you for not trusting him that he's going to keep Jesse. And like, he just like shuts her down and then goes to tell you everything's cool. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, you guys need to like realize what's going on here. And so, yeah, this is just me as a viewer being like, what are you guys doing? But I understand in the house, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's just a tough spot, and everyone has their own viewpoints on how they think the game is running. And Derek at that time was pretty nonchalant and confident in things, and fair enough.
Yeah, totally.
Are you still rooting for Derek and Kayla or no?
I'd like to see them win. I think we've seen them pick up the gameplay like people are talking about this past week or couple days. Yeah, judging on who's left in the house, like them, Paris, maybe Erica winning. I don't know. I really don't have a pick right now.
We do have a sponsor for this episode. This is very cool because you just saw this on Big Brother Canada, and now you're seeing it on the recap of Big Brother Canada. It's Skip the Dishes. They are Canada's largest food delivery network that connects hungry customers with restaurants that don't typically do delivery through their GPS tracking system. Skip the Dishes gives you the opportunity to focus on what's important to you by having food delivered straight to your door. It's got an easy to use app that makes the process simple and stress-free. No more awkward phone ordering call or asking a million questions about the menu. This is very helpful. I hate menus. I hate reading things. I don't know what food is. I read food things and it's just like, I don't, what is that? But having a nice simple app, it's much better. I also really hate calling people. I do a podcast where I talk to people across the internet all the time, but I hate calling people. I would always prefer using an app. So Skip the Dishes, very, very helpful for me in particular, I must say. They have the largest selection of restaurants with over 10,000 1,000 options across Canada. They have partnerships with hundreds of brands, including Wendy's, as well as Freshie and Earl's. They've got free delivery available from thousands of restaurants across Canada. Lots and lots of great stuff there. And also the ability to see exactly where your courier is as they complete your order. It's basically like live feeds for your food order. You get to see exactly where they are as they're coming to you. It's great. It's awesome. I know when I'm busy watching live feeds, and I've got to update you on these live feeds every single day, I don't have time to go out and order food and go to restaurants. But what Skip the Dishes can allow me to do is order food from restaurants that I would otherwise have to drive to and sit down and all that nonsense, because they don't deliver, and they make delivery. It adds value to the restaurants that you love, and it adds value to your life. So make sure you check it out. And again, can I just say, how cool is it? Skip the Dishes, a sponsor of Big Brother Canada, and Rob Has a Podcast. Both of them. See, these people, they know what they're doing, right? They know how to properly advertise to our audience, the Big Brother audience, the true fans. The true fans want Skip the Dishes. That's what I'm saying. So for all you true fans, get $7 off your first order of $15 or more by visiting skipthedishes.com and use the voucher code LFC at checkout. Do check availability in your city. So again, get your $7 off that first order of $15 or more by visiting skipthedishes.com. Use that voucher code LFC at checkout. That's right. We've got our own LFC voucher code. It's a cool service. They sponsor cool things. I'm all about Skip the Dishes. This is great. I love these guys. And now let's get back to the show. Well, let's get into the spoilers here. We have an HOH competition that's still ongoing. So we don't have a winner quite yet, but we can update you on the status of it. So if you don't want to know what's going on in the HOH competition, you can bounce out now. You can leave. You can run away. You can cover your ears, whatever you need to do, because the spoilers are coming.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Get out of here. All right.
Get out of here. Come on, go.
Okay, so the HOH competition is still going on. There are two people left in the competition. We are down to Kayla and Olivia.
Oh my God. My two Stockwatch picks for this week. Everyone needs to listen to me, because this is the first week that my Stockwatch pick hasn't gone down in flames right away.
Hopefully Canada's on your side this week, though.
I know. Oh my gosh. This is very good for me. They're both in my draft. They're both my Stockwatch picks. Everything's going up, Melissa, right now.
just wait. You're just begging for them to get screwed by Canada.
I know.
Though.
They're literally going to get screwed, and one of them's going to go home this week. No, I hope not.
Yes. I believe who was off first? I can't remember now. Somebody was off first. But
Paris was off. Right?
Paris was off first. Mm-hmm. Yes. She took $1,000, I believe. Yeah. Was the temptation, and then I believe Ryan and Maddie both fell off on their own. No temptation. I think Derek fell off on his own as well.
I think he took the temptation. That was he safe for the week.
Okay. So Derek, Derek took safety.
Yeah, he's immune. And Will got a phone call.
Yes. And then it was down to Will, Johnny, Kayla, and Olivia. Allie fell off on her own, I believe. And then Will decided to take a phone call from home to leave, which not the best move here for Will, because Kayla plans on targeting him if she wins this HOH. And this could be a game losing phone call here, Jesse.
Yeah, don't you get a video call if you win HOH?
Yes.
Yeah, why didn't he just take that? It doesn't make any sense. Weird.
Yes. Bad. So apparently, Will took the phone call live in the backyard, and they were having the phone call as we were podcasting. So, but apparently nobody could understand a word that was being said.
Probably. That's basically what it is for Will. It's weird that he took that, but I guess either he just thought he was safe or he was already feeling like he was going to let go. And he was like, I'm just going to take the next temptation. And it just happened to be that.
Yeah, well, Paris has kind of been telling him, like, you might not need to win HOH. But with how aggressive Kayla and Derek were being with him last night, I have to imagine that he knew he was in trouble here. But who knows what's going on in Will's brain. So it was down to Johnny, Kayla, and Olivia, and Johnny was switching hands, and he went off the buzzer. So now we're just,
it was an illegal hand switch, because then at the end they say like you can't switch hands anymore,
possibly.
I think that's what it was, is that they weren't allowed to switch hands, and then he switched his hands and that's why he got eliminated.
There you go. The chat is confirming.
Okay. Cool.
So we're down to these two women. Kayla has stated if she wins this HOH, she plans on nominating Will and Johnny with the intention of taking Will out of the house. Jesse, you're pumped about this.
Yeah, that's great news. I mean, I think that's the right call for Dayla right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Liv would do if they would put up Dayla or not. So that would be interesting to see as well.
Yeah, I really do not know exactly what Olivia would do. I think she might do like Ryan Maddie. Like that seems like the safe play for Olivia right now. But who knows, you know, Olivia could be talked into all sorts of different things. So could be an interesting week either way, to be honest.
Yeah. Although I'm going to say like, I'd much prefer a Kayla HOH right now, because first of all, we've already seen Olivia and we know how easily she can be influenced by Johnny by just him taking her into a cupboard and like shaking some sense into her. Although not really sense, but whatever.
Go ahead. We have a winner.
Oh,
we don't need to talk about it anymore because Kayla has won the yes. HOH.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Canada, I'm very happy about this. Just because I want to see Johnny and Will squirm. I want to see what they're like when they're threatened and on the block. I mean, hopefully she does this. She actually puts them on the block and follows through. But I just want to see what they can do once they're on the block. And I also would like to see Johnny under pressure.
Yes.
I feel like after the double eviction, I was kind of like, whoa, that was a little different for Johnny. And it makes me think that like, if he's put under pressure, it might not be very good for him. So I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is the week that I always wanted to see on Big Brother 16, the week that Derek has to fight, right?
Like, yeah.
Very, very interesting. And I was so worried when we heard that there might be like a canceled eviction twist that like, Kayla's going to win this and then get screwed over by Canada and it's going to screw everything up. But we can choose not to use it, guys. We can choose not to use it. We can keep Will and Johnny on the block. A Will versus Johnny vote would be very interesting to watch, very fun. Let's not save anyone. We don't have to save it for next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Seriously, I'm totally down to not save anybody.
So, man, this season it continues to deliver. I gotta say, I was ready to be mad at production for the twist, but I'm not happy that there's a twist, but I am happy that there's an out for the twist. And I'm also happy that they went out of their way to try and show us the HOH competition. I feel like I gotta give it up.
Yeah,
give it up to TVCam production. They're doing a good job here.
Definitely, and I'm so glad that hopefully we're not going to see another Ryan on the block week. Because that's just so boring. We've seen it like a billion times. I want to see new people on the block. So this is all looking up, guys.
And of course, Doom Tribe is here to rain on my parade in the chat. After that phone call, Canada is 100% saving Will, he says. So
no,
that could be unfortunate.
God. I don't get the appeal. I really don't. I mean, I don't know. He's a good looking guy, but he's just like, I don't like the way he's playing. I don't like the way he talks down to Paris. I just don't. I'm not a fan. I'm not really. I mean, maybe he's a very nice guy in real life, but I don't want him just to keep being saved by Canada and then thinking that he's like super awesome and that everyone loves him and just playing the way he continues to play.
Yes. So let's quickly play this out. If Will is saved, he has certainly gotten a good edit so far. And if this is an emotional phone call, it's certainly possible that Canada would vote to save him, even though we, RHAP, and hopefully the rest of the internet fan base will be campaigning to not use it. We saw how that went with Kirsten. So
our campaigns do not work, apparently.
Yeah. But if it does happen, if Will gets saved and it's Will versus Johnny at the end of the week, some people are saying, oh man, Johnny's about to get Mitched. He's about to get screwed by a twist. Certainly possible. I think in that situation, Kayla would probably, based on what's happening right now, obviously there's an entire week before this plays out. So plenty of things could change. But I think based on how it currently stands, if Will was saved at the last second, and this is how it works, it will be on eviction night, I believe. This is what it says on the website. On eviction night, they will reveal the twist and they will save somebody from the block. And in that moment, the HOH has to name a replacement and then they vote. So my best guess right now would be Paris is the replacement. And again, I think it's a toss-up whether or not Johnny or Paris go home in that situation. Melissa, what do you think?
I kind of think that Paris would go home because I feel like enough people don't trust her. And whereas everybody's like, well, we don't want Johnny to go out. Like, that's always like the end of each sentence of like what we're going to do this week. It's like, okay, well, who's going to go out? Well, we got to make sure Johnny's okay. Like, we want to keep Johnny. We're not going to let him go. And the fact that everybody's saying that and the fact that everybody seems to be saying we don't trust Paris, we can't, you know, she's going around doing all these things, I kind of feel like they would keep Johnny over Paris.
Yeah, I mean, again, like based on how the house currently stands, obviously a lot could change, especially if Johnny's on the block and gets rattled. Maybe he loses some allies. Who knows? Oh, yeah. But I would definitely count Erica, Olivia. Honestly, I think even Will would probably go Johnny over Paris at this point. I think that probably Allie. I honestly think even Derek and Kayla want Johnny because they don't want to send Johnny home. They want to send Will home. They want to send one of that trio home. So I think that Johnny would be okay. I think, and knock on wood, hopefully if Johnny goes home, it's because he sunk his own ship this week by being rattled, by being put on the block. Hopefully it's not because of a fluke twist or something like that. But hopefully we don't have to worry about it at all because we can say no. We can say no. Guys, just say no. Just say no.
Just say no. Just say no to twists.
Yes.
Seriously, I really hope that this twist doesn't ruin this week because now the chat has gotten me all sad and I was just so happy that Kayla won. So I'm hopeful that it stays a good week. An exciting, good week.
Yes, we don't need any twists. I feel like this is what the majority of the fans want. They wanted two people up on the block from Kayla's side. Even if you're somebody that wants the twist used, wait for next week when your favorite might be in danger. Don't waste it on somebody that's when your team is in power, right? Like we don't need this. Let it play out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me know if you guys have any questions for us in the chat or on Twitter. It's easier if you send it to me on Twitter, at Armstrong Taren. But you can also ask them in the chat if I can catch up with them. We're getting more requests to get the glasses back on.
I know. I was told on Twitter that I was doing the Lord's work on RHAP tonight by asking you to put your glasses on. These people is what they want.
The glare is strong.
It is. The glare is strong.
The people Jesse, want what they want.
You and I don't understand it, but there's something about the glasses. The glare just doesn't matter. Apparently, it
doesn't faze anyone.
I will be back tomorrow in the morning to update you on what's happening on the feeds. And maybe a little bit earlier tomorrow morning. Maybe like a 9. Just watch out for the tweets. Well, you'll see. But I'll update you on everything happening on the live feeds. The feeds are back as we speak. So we'll update you on Kayla's updated plans. We'll see if she's going to follow through with what she originally intended and all of that. Hopefully we will know all of that stuff. And then I will be speaking with Marin tomorrow and for his exit interview. And we'll have that out as well tomorrow. Lots of fun. I can't wait to talk to Marin. Seems like a nice guy, even though he was not meant for the game of Big Brother.
I liked Erica's goodbye message.
Yeah,
a little harsh, but it was very brutal.
It was great because he was like, because she said, what did she say? She said, like, I can't play with a house full of pawns. And he was like, oh, harsh. Butcher.
Yeah. No, like when she first came on, he was like, oh, Erica. And then she said that and he was like, ooh, it was great.
Wasn't it Olivia that you're not meant for this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were harsh.
we are getting a question from QTE. What about jury? Yes, we haven't talked about it, but we had assumed that a jury would start at 11 because there's usually a 9-person jury on Big Brother Canada. But Marin, it seems like it will not be in jury. I am certainly going to be speaking to him tomorrow, and he wasn't informed that he would be in jury. There was no talk of jury whatsoever. Sorry, Andy wants to claim credit for that question. I'm sorry, Andy. what do you think, Melissa? Are we doing a 7-person jury? Are we doing an 8-person jury plus Canada's vote? Or is this the apocalypse and Canada's choosing our winner?
Oh God, I really hope not. I hope it's a 7-person jury. Fingers crossed. But yeah, it's totally possible that it's an 8+ Canada or a OTT situation where Canada chooses the winner, and that would be very sad.
I almost don't even want to put it into the atmosphere. Like, I don't even want to speak it for like, I don't want to give them any ideas.
We just want to watch the game. We want to watch the show. We don't want to participate. I want no part in this. Yes. Besides podcasting.
That's the thing. If you don't want to see Canada vote for the winner, then vote no on saving somebody, and you will tell them that we don't want to interfere with the house. Maybe that will teach them. Because look, I almost want to stop being pessimistic about them, because I feel like they've been very good to us this season, and I feel like maybe they are doing the cool thing. They're giving us a 7-person jury, which I think tends to be what most fans prefer. I think that 9-person juries, they're just too big. They tend to be a little more bitter. Seven-person juries are more fun.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's hope that's it.
Jesse, I assume that you were not told anything about jury or when it would start.
No, I wasn't told, and I'm released out into the wild here, so I'm assuming it's 7-person. That would be great.
You have tweeted some cryptic messages. Yeah. I'm able to talk about that.
What's that about?
You guys know I can't talk about that.
Just okay.
You and Hamza.
Follow up shortly, but that has just been over the past couple days, so we have to wait a little bit longer yet.
Well, it sounds fun, whatever it is. Hopefully not game influencing.
I love it.
Yes. Hopefully this means a 7-person jury. If it's 8+ Canada, I wouldn't like complain too much, but we'll see. Let's not complain ahead of time this time. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and then complain once it happens and it's bad. All right. Any other questions? Jeff asks, could they bring back all of the evicted house guests for the jury? So like an unsequestered jury, is that a possibility?
I would have said no, but now that we just saw Big Brother Celebrity,
right. Celebrity Big Brother.
Now it's like, yeah, totally. That could be happening. Who knows?
Yeah. After the very popular Big Brother Celebrity jury outcome,
after the perfect outcome.
I hope not. I hope that's not the case here.
Kayla's Twitter account just tweeted at me telling me to go buy a lotto ticket because my luck has turned around.
There you go.
I'm hopeful that's the case. I hope it lasts longer than 5 minutes.
All right. So do we have a hashtag for this podcast? Melissa, let me know if you have one, or the chat. You can,
yeah, there were some floating around in the chat, but now I don't remember what they were.
Probably something about glasses, I imagine.
Probably.
We're getting Doomtrap wants to know, Jesse, in your exit interview with me, you mentioned Rob and his performance on Survivor. Did you really know who Rob Sesternino was? Doomtrap wants to know.
Absolutely. And I even watched All Stars of Survivor before coming, in that week or two that I had some free time. So I absolutely watched it back before I got into the house.
There you go.
It's all real.
Yeah, it was all too real. Yeah.
So I assume you're now going to listen to all of the podcasts and everything. It's going to be great.
Right. I'm trying to catch up as fast as I can, but there's a lot out there. Sorry. I'm
oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, the ceiling.
All right. So, let's see. We're seeing hashtag not phased, hashtag the Lord's work, hashtag lucky with three A's, hashtag Jesse's glasses or Jesse glasses. I don't know.
Jesse glasses. Yeah, I don't know.
Not to me.
There was one that someone saved earlier and they were like, save this for a future hashtag. And then they forgot it. I don't know what it is.
Stacked,
oh, well.
Stacked wants to ask a question, but the question is not there. So we'll just have to see. I'm seeing people like Jesse Glasses. All right. Make sure you check out The Taran Show. I talked with Scott St. Pierre this week, the man behind the curtain at RHAP. He does a lot of behind the scenes work. So a very fun conversation I had with Scott. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow for our live feed update. You can also make sure you check out the Monday show. Monday recap probably live after the Monday night episode of Big Brother Canada 6. Lots of fun stuff there. Sax wants to know, Jesse, if you were to battle back, who would you want to work with in the house?
The house as it stands right now?
Yes.
It's hard not to choose Dayla because they are in a good position, but I wouldn't want to do what everyone thought I would do. So that's a super tough one. I don't know what to say there.
Would you try and get in with Johnny more now that you know his influence on the house?
Yeah, if Johnny was still in the game, for sure. I still wouldn't be a fan of Will. Would like Paris and Maddie still. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Would you try and work with Paris, even though now you've seen her, you know, messy, mistake-laden game?
Yeah, she was pretty emotional and messy in the first 3 weeks, too. So I know what I'm walking into there, if that was the route I chose.
Interesting.
Yes. All right. I think that's all we've got for you. Jesse Glasses seems to be the hashtag winner here. Jesse,
it's where turned into a whole thing.
Where can people find you on social media?
Right now, Twitter and Instagram is JesseBBCan6. I'm most active on Twitter. Thanks.
All right. You can find Melissa and I'm at Armstrong Taran. Melissa is at Mits Melissa with three A's, three of them. That's, you got to get all three. If there's two, then it's some other Melissa. And if there's four, then it's some girl named Marissa who won Big Brother Celebrity. For Jesse and Melissa, I am Taran Armstrong. Hashtag Jesse Glasses. We'll see you next time.